Those of you who were not available to watch Dr. Ben speak last night, it was on Facebook Live. And you can go to the Veritas Facebook page and see Dr. Ben's presentation. It was excellent. So I'm going to do a little advertisement here. For their place in the body of Christ, the revelation they've been given, I'm going to give you three places I think are the most excellent concerning their piece of the body of Christ for who they are. First one's Ben Edwards on Veritas Medical. I think you need to go watch everything you can get your hands on that website, because he is who he is. The other one is www.backtoedenfilm.com. Paul Gauci has the most concise understanding of the restoration of land to bring back what we need in vegetables of anybody I've been around or seen. Fruits and vegetables. What did I say? Meat and vegetables? Oh. Fruit and vegetables. He does a great, great job under the concept of the principle of the kingdom of God. On the principle of the kingdom of God and covering of anybody I've seen. So I would highly recommend you go look at their website too. And then the last one would be Sam Solon's, www.solon.com. These three people have had huge impact in my life and in the lives of others in sharing their piece of the revelation of the kingdom of God that it is. But last night was really, I mean, it was good for me to hear Ben. It's been a long time since I've heard him do his introductory talk. But it was really, really good about what God has shown him about wellness and those things like that. But I just want us to talk today. This is really an exchange. But I was up early this morning. Normally the time I spent with the Lord, I spent with Tommy Hicks and Ben Edwards this morning, listening to their thing. But Ben touched on a thing called the green phenomenon, what do you call that, Tommy? The green, yeah, it was the period in life in the late 50s when we really introduced a high degree of fertilization into our agriculture and to really increase rapid growth, increase production. And basically what he was saying was that by introducing this fertilizer, what we got was beautiful, great-looking crops with large production that had no nutrition. That had lost, it grew so fast and grew so rapidly that it did not take on the minerals from the soil necessary to give you and I what we need for that food to do the things it should do in our bodies. And I thought, we do the same thing spiritually. We are all so anxious to grow up in a hurry, to mature in a hurry as a son of God, that we try to grow fast without any real root system and getting the nutrients that we need. I would reference it to the seed that's thrown on the rocky ground, if you would, that springs up in a hurry, but it doesn't have what's necessary to really to be strong and stable. I know personally that God is more interested in being thorough than he is being quick. You know, many of you I've talked with, as you've gone through your stuff, you're wanting to get through the fire, get the fire behind you, and be done with it. And there are impurities that have to be burned out of us, and that time is necessary. I've told many times in teachings how in smeltering, I was taught that when you're smeltering the impurities out of something, you bring the temperature up to a certain degree and it'll release those impurities and they'll come up to the top. The dross will come up and you can drag it off. But if midway through that point you stop the heat, that thing sets back up. It sets up harder and deeper and it takes a higher temperature to get it to release again. So if we try to avoid the fire, we actually increase our pain that we're going to go through. But it's been, you know, everything that we see, everything in the natural is a type and shadow of something in the spiritual. And when Ben said that last night and I saw that, I thought about how we as people, all of you people in here are very serious about the things of God. But are we willing to let God be very thorough in working this thing through us? Or do we have a goal out there? Has our life of instant gratification gotten so much possession of us that we're rushing to the goal line and avoiding what God really is trying to do in us in the moment? God is so thorough. The foundation He wants to build in us is where it can handle all the weight of everything He wants to put on us. So He'll never skip over a step. He'll make sure it's thorough, it's well done, and those things are worked out. But we have become like the crops with the fertilizer, and we go to a praise and worship service or go to this conference or that conference or this spiritual weekend or that spiritual weekend and try to jump over all the hurdles to get to the finish line of what God's doing and try and be mature, but we're not sound. We don't have the Word of God. In John, 1 John 2, beginning in 12 through about 20, John writes about the different stages of sonship. And one of the stages he comes to is the stage of the neoniscus, the young man. And he says, the Word of God is alive in you, and you have overcome the evil one. It is impossible, I believe, for us to overcome the evil one if the Word of God is not alive in us. And that's what these spiritual highs sometimes do for us. They give us more confidence than we should have because we haven't worked through the Word of God yet. We haven't got that thing worked in us fully and completely. I came to the Lord at 11 years old, but it wasn't until I was about 35 that I got to where I read through the scriptures every year. I had just kind of bounced around in them all that time and tried to find something that would soothe me. From 91 on, I read through the scriptures completely every year for 10 years to get the word worked in me. And I still thirst to go to the Word of God and find things. And He's always showing me new things, constantly showing me new things in the scripture. And that's where we have to go. But what my caution to you and what I want to hear from y'all about is, how is it that we have fertilized ourselves in such a way that we've blossomed into an attractive son of God, but without sustenance in our bodies, without strength or endurance, perseverance to go through the things that God is calling us to do?
Well, we've never had any understanding of the value of the process.
The suffering that we go through in the back.
So what the suffering is for. And why, just what you're talking about. The only way to get those impurities out is to go through the fire. A lot of us have that understanding now about what fire is, and that it's a good thing.
Yeah.
But value the process.
Travis is saying we haven't been aware of the value of the process. And one thing we need to remember in our minds is John the Baptist said, I baptize you with water, but there's one coming who will baptize you with fire and with the Spirit. So the only person who's authorized to baptize us with fire is the Lord Jesus Christ. So when you're in the suffering, you need to know that you're in the hand of Christ. He's the one that's holding you when you're in that place. But I agree, we've never valued, if you will, the process.
Well, the way I grew up was knowing that if something was hard, then it was from Satan. Mm-hmm. And when something was easy, when things were going right in my own mind, then that's because #blessed, the Lord was blessing me.
Yeah.
But now I understand that it's No, I'm in the hands of Christ, that he is the one who applies the pressure, the fire. With that understanding, it changes your whole perspective.
Come join us, Ben. We were talking about your teaching last night and how good it was, especially how good it was to see you being you and doing what God made you to do. But we're talking in particular, when you what did you call it? The green factor, the green phenomenon when we started using fertilizer? And
Green Revolution.
Green Revolution, there it was. We're talking about that from the standpoint of spiritually. How we try to grow up in a hurry, but we don't have the strength of the Word of God in us to sustain us. When you said that, I was up early this morning watching you, but when you said that, it immediately struck me that we as the children of God will sometimes go to this event or that event or whatever to get spiritual fertilizer to grow up in a hurry, and we look good and sound good and sing good and we raise our hands up good, but we haven't drawn the minerals, to use your reference, to be who we should be in strong and sturdy in the things of the Lord.
I don't know if we're really trying to grow up. I think we're trying to seek an experience or gain knowledge or, you know, to me, when I was doing all that, going from event to event, I don't think I thought of it as growing up or maturing. I just... You know,
experiencing
more knowledge and more experience, and I wanted to be used for the sake of being used and having his power, but it wasn't necessarily the right motive.
Right. Well, I think mine was what Travis was saying, avoiding pain.
Yeah.
If rebuke Satan. If it got tough, if it hurt, you rebuked Satan and went the other direction.
Learn all
this
stuff.
Yeah.
Well, and then we began learning about Dayon. Napios, Deon, Technon, Weos, and tried to attain Weos too quick.
Yeah.
And not having a full understanding of what that is anyway, made that more difficult. But wanting to jump through those for good reason, wanting to be a fully matured son. But I mean, there's steps in that process.
You know, Scripture says God will never put more on us than we can handle. But he'll also, my addition to it, he'll also mature us in a manner that we can handle what he intends to put on us. He is obligated to equip us in preparation to handle what he wants to give to us. So that you'll know. And he disciplines those he loves. So
and what he has begun, he will complete. And yeah. I think sometimes in the middle of it, we forget that.
Yeah.
But he will complete it in his time, in the way he wants to do it. That always helps me. Always gives me hope. Ah, he hadn't forgotten.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's easy to feel like, well, I haven't really gotten very far.
Yeah. I bet he's given up.
Well, it appears to me, at least historically in my life, it's like we go here and he kind of lets me breathe for a little while. And then we're going to go here and he'll let me breathe for a little while. But everything works together. Now, yeah, not anymore. Now, this birth pangs on a woman thing, not having delivered children or given birth to children, I can't really identify with it. But that idea of it getting twice as hard in half the time is what we feels like we're in right now, but we could. It is possible, I believe, if we're not serious about the things of God, to avoid the discipline and circumvent our maturing by attending all these things I'm talking about and getting a lot of knowledge, getting a lot of information, getting a good paint job, if you will, on the outside of the barn and looking good but not having any real value in us, any real core value of our identity of who we are in Christ. You know, we keep talking all the time about y'all are called to this place. You've been, God created you, gave you a purpose, gave you a destiny, and that thing being matured in us, that thing being refined in us is critical for us to be able to bring out the standard that needs to be brought out. Now, I don't know any other way to resource yourself other than the Word of God. Now, the Word of God will lead you into things like repentance and prayer and listening to the Lord and things like that. But without the Word of God, that's in Ben's example last night, he was talking about these things growing up so fast and not having time to draw the minerals out of the ground to incorporate it into themselves so they'd be of value. If we're going to get our minerals, we're going to find it in the Word of God. That's where it's going to be. It may lead us and develop us in other ways, but you cannot avoid knowing, understanding, dwelling in the Word of God. It's got to be there.
What Travis said, you're saying that you think about with my own kids with storing particular golf is really story to watch a YouTube video on how to do a thing, how to perfect a certain skill or whatever the thing is. And he'll watch it and in his head he'll understand the steps. And if I ask him about that thing, he's like, oh, I know how to do that. Yeah, I can do that. I'm good at that, in fact. And I say, no, after story, you're not good at it. You understand it, but you haven't done it. But we do it too. We listen to a teaching from Sam or you or something. We read something in the Bible. We get this understanding. We're like, oh, I've got that. Let's move on to the next thing. And God's like, no, you don't really have that.
Yep.
You know that, but you don't have that. Let's get through that part first, and then we'll move on to the next thing. We don't want to wait. We're a YouTube society. We want to watch the video and move on.
That instant gratification has motivated us. Vicki and I talk about a thing quite frequently, and it goes to the heart of what Tommy's saying about we've heard it, we've seen it, we read it, but we think we know it, but we really don't. Scripture says that the kingdom of God will be built on the testimony of the witnesses. There's a lot of difference between hearing about something and experiencing something, having a testimony. We, as the sons of God, will encourage one another through our testimonies, by what we have experienced firsthand. I always laugh that even in our unrighteous court system, hearsay evidence can't be introduced. We can't have a relationship with God by hearsay evidence. We can't just watch the YouTube video and say, I know it. We have to have had experience in that area and have a testimony in that. And I know for a fact that each one of you have a testimony built up already, but we'll continue to build that testimony. It's how we know who our Father in heaven is through that testimony that's going on. So, to be faithful to our time, I just want to think about that. First off, let me recommend, if you haven't watched Dr. Edwards' video from last night, go to FaceTime, go to Veritas' FaceTime site, listen to it. It's very, very good. Very, what did I say? Facebook. Is that the only place to get it?
This morning I saw it. I was out of mind to see it again. I thought it was.
Yeah, it was really good for me to hear it. And there's a lot of new things Ben had put in there, but it was good for me to hear. Once again, and my recommendation, y'all, for his piece of the pie in the kingdom of God, this guy's got it the best. So you need to go listen. You really do. Those other two websites have their piece. They go along with, complement what he's talking about. But he's got the best for this, and y'all really need to go listen. Well, it was definitely good. And for those of you who are listening spiritually, you'll hear several spiritual lessons that Ben teaches in the midst of that, where he's looking at it from a natural standpoint, but you certainly have a spiritual. But my encouragement to you is, don't be so, well, Scripture says, be anxious about nothing. Don't be anxious about grabbing all everything that God has right now. Make sure that what He gives you fits well in you and get seated well, and that we grow at the pace that God wants us to grow, not at the pace that we want to grow. Unless the Lord builds the house, the laborers labor in vain. Let him do it.
And if we don't get something, don't throw it away. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Keep rolling it around in you until the revelation comes. I mean, that's been so important. A lot of people, Sam or you would say something, I didn't get it. I didn't have any place to put it. There wasn't any foundation in it. Until I got that foundation, I got the revelation of it. So
I often say Sam will come around and he'll say something. I think, man, I don't know. So I just kind of have to set it over here on a shelf for a little while and let me mature up to be able to take that thing and bring it in and chew on it.
But what Kristen said was so important. Can't get enough. I loved that. Can't get enough.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool. I mean, that's called keeping on going. I just thought that was really a great.
It's good. It was a good night.
Works here, but can't get enough.
Very beneficial time, Ben. You can pay us all after we leave here. Okay. Thank y'all. I do encourage you. Go look at it. Listen to Ben. It'll be beneficial to you. Okay. Thank y'all.